Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're off to Revi, Parashas Va'era, Revi, Vayim Hashem, Omesh, Vayim Leymar, Ki, Yidaber, Aleichem, Paro, Leymar, Tunu, Lechem, Mayfes, the Paro will say to give a sign. V'yamarta, you'll sell Aaron, Kaches Matra, take your Matra, V'hashlech, Lefnei, Faro, Yid, Lesanin, throw it on the floor. Take the Matra, and cast it on before Faro, and Yehi, let it be Lesanin, into a serpent. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Pasuk Rashi, is there a Rashi in this Pasuk? Pasuk Ches? No, there's no Rashi. What is over here in the Pasuk Tes? There's a Moifes. What is a Moifes? Ois, Rashi says, L'chodia, sheyesh tzorech b'mi she'sholeach eschem. Okay, so that's interesting over here, that there's a need, b'mi, the one that is sending you. You are nobody. You, Moshe and Aaron, you're a nobody. You're just a messenger. The one that is sending you is who? Is Hashem. Is that what it means? Well, maybe...
Rabbi,
yeah?
This thing here starts from this, all these signs. How Paro knows what they want?
Okay, we have to see. He says, let's see. I don't know. Let's see. You're right. A lot of big questions here. A lot of missing details. We take everything for granted. Okay, so first thing over here is, let me pass one of them. Ki yidaber aleichem paro lemar. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'Aaron. Hashem says to Moshe v'Aaron, ki yidaber aleichem paro lemar, tu lechem, give a moifes. What's the purpose of the moifes? The purpose of the moifes, Rashi says, now if you would not see Rashi, what would you say? If you would not see Rashi, you would say the purpose of the moifes is to show that I am legitimate. I'm real. I'm not just a nobody. You got to pay attention to me. I'm a serious person. I have power. Right, that's what you would think. Is that what you would think? If I can go do a miracle, then you're going to pay attention to me. You're gonna step in line because I can harm you. If I can go do miracles, then you're going to get scared. No, Rashi says that's not the reason why you're going to show Paro the Moifes. The reason why you're going to show the Moifes is an ois lehoidia to make it known sheyesh tzorech b'mi she'sholeach eschem. It's not about me. The purpose of the sign is to prove that there's a purpose. That's a very interesting interpretation. There's a purpose in why we're being sent. We're not just being sent for no reason. We are being sent over here to achieve a purpose. Okay, so let's see over here what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum says, let's see over here, Targum Pasuk Ches. Arei, Avamar Shel Moshe Ul Arod Lemeimar, Arei. Arei if Yimalel Imchoim Paro Lemeimar Hovu Lechem Osa, give a sign this Seimar La Aroin and say to Aroin Sav Yos Chutroch Sav Yos. What does the word Sav? Sav means give a sign. Give a sign. Let's pass it again. Tzulchem Moifes Vemalon Kach means to take. I guess Sav means to take Yos Chutroch Yemate. And Urmi Kodom Paro, throw it before Paro, Yehei Lisaninach Biasanin. Okay, what does that mean, Pasik? What does it mean over here in the commentator? I should really get you this because you're the only one who comes to Shir, so you should have a copy of this. I should get you one. One day I'll get you one of these Chumashim here. Asa is a simen. V'chein who. One second. One second. Okay. Right now, Ablazer, there's nothing like the Hana of when you're in a nasty text exchange. When you get into a fight with someone, and each one has to say something more nasty than the next. There's nothing like it. Mamish. I have to close because I'm going to get distracted. I got distracted. I saw it flash. Oh no. I'll talk later. The guy, he's answering me back. Let me close this before I get distracted again. I don't want to get distracted. Okay, let's go get serious over here. Okay. Busy the whole day with nonsense. That's what happens over here. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Bye.
Okay, over here, so he says over here, that's why the shiur is very good for me, because wouldn't be for the shiur, I would just sit and fight the whole day. You have to get a break from fighting a little bit, right? So over here, sav yas chutrach urimi kodom paro, and throw it before paro, yehei lesanina. Okay, so what is it? So over here, let's see over here, the commentator, pasuk test. I'm going to move the commentator. Let's see, I'm looking over here for the commentator. Osa, okay? Osa is a simon. An os. What is the seven? The chenu be medrash shematzinu shaf hatzadikim be bikshu ois a sign. The kolshen harishoyim. Wow, look at that. He's saying over here something very interesting. I don't know what the purpose of this medrash. He's saying davening Monday, Thursday, the harenu ois litoiva. Tzadikim, they ask Hashem for a sign. The harenu ois litoiva. Show us a sign litoiva. So he says if maduch hatzadik. Ask Hashem for an ois. Certainly, the Rasha can ask for. Will ask for an ois. See, we ask every day davening. V'hareinu ois l'toiva. So, if we ask for an ois, so can you blame Paro for asking for an ois? If tzaddikim klal yishol ask for an ois, so certainly Rasham also want an ois. Wow. Now, if you combine that. If you combine what I just read in the Medrash with what Rashi says, you know what it means? When we say in davening every Monday, Thursday, V'hareinu ois l'toivah, what does it really mean? It means, Hashem, show us that there's a purpose. We're not asking Hashem for a miracle. We're asking Hashem, just show us that there's a purpose in all of this. Why is this all this happening? Why are there so many problems in this world? There's a purpose. Because Rashi here says, what's the ois? The ois is, what is the ois? The ois over here is, ois lehoidiyash sheyesh, tsoirech b'mi shesh sholeach eskam. There is a purpose in the person who is sending you. Paro wants to know what's the purpose. And the Medrash says that just like Paro asks for an ois, we also ask for an ois. Harenu ois l'toiva. So we as Hashem, we want to know what the purpose is. Wow, that's pretty cool. That was worth it. Just to share for that. That's good. The call shem Hashem. V'chein perish Rashi b'moyface bloshen akos perish ois legam b'tangin. The mesim motzim tzrachim moyface asa. V'tzrachim lama shina unkelus midarko l'tagim moyface bloshen amikra. V'yashem l'fim hashkos v'reim shem moyface b'chol mokay moyra al amitas hadavar. Avol hafichas.
I have here a note that has another version which is not on it, says there is power in it.
Another version says what?
That there is power in it. In the sign is power.
There is sign in the power?
Yeah, in the sign.
In the sign there is power.
It's Roich.
Who?
There is power in the one who sent you.
Hashem. Yeah. Hashem has power. It's not for a purpose. Yeah. It doesn't mean the purpose. It means that the one who sent you has power. Has power. Okay. All right, yeah, okay, that's a whole different shot. Yeah, that's a different shot. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, is that what he's saying very much? That's it. That's all it says over here in this pasuk. Okay, so far. Power is going to ask for an ois, and you'll say it into kach samat vashkos lo vdevar, and it will turn into a tani. Vayavoy Moshe, everyone el paro, vayasuchein, they did so. Kasher tziva Hashem, vayashlech aharon es mateyu lefnei paro. And what happened? Aaron, he sent forth the mate, lefnei paro, lefnei paro, lefnei avodah vayilisani. Now, wait a minute. That's not what Hashem told him. Hashem said to Moshe, throw down the matah lefnei paro. And here it says, Ve'yom Moshe v'yarni el paro, v'yaschi v'yashri tzu Hashem, like Hashem told him, v'yashch aron es matayu lefnei paro v'lefnei avodav. That's not what Hashem is, a contradiction. It says that Moshe did kasher tziva Hashem, ayasuchein, but then it goes on to say that they threw the matel lefnei faro, vilefnei avdav. That's not what it says. The command was only to throw the matel lefnei, was only to throw the matel lefnei paro. Ki yidaber alechem paro lemar tunu lechem moifes v'yamartu al aron kaches matel b'hashek lefnei faro. And then the pasuk says, who did he throw the mat in front of? He threw the mat in front of who did he throw the mat? He threw the mat before who? Lifnei faro v'lifnei avodav. Okay, so what's pshat? I don't know. No one says what pshat over here. Okay, what is it? There's a rashi. There's no rashi. And this was the targum. Say pasuk. The targum over here says, the all Moshe of Yaron levos paro va'avadu came, and they did so kimo defaked Hashem when Hashem commanded. Urimo Aaron yos chutrei. Aaron he threw his staff. Kadam paro. V'kadam avdohi v'haval lisanina. All right. Any comment on this? No. Next pasuk. That was pasuk yud, and there's no comment in the commentator either. Next pasuk. Pasuk yud aleph. Va'yikro gam paro. Lachachomim v'la mechashefim. Paro called to the wise men and to the magicians. The wise men v'la mechashefim. Vayasu gam heim. Who did so? Chartumei Mitzrayim b'la hatehem came. Now notice, who did it? Paro, he called the chachomim and he called the mechashefim. And they didn't do anything. Who's the one that did it? A third group called the Chartumei Mitzrayim. There are Chartumim, Mechashefim, and Chachomim. It appears that in this pasuk there are three distinct groups of people. The wise men, the magicians, and the Chartumim. Okay, what exactly is the difference? Maybe we'll see here. I don't know, maybe not, probably not, but maybe we'll see. And they did it, Bilahatehem Kain. Rashi, pasuk Yud Aleph. Bilahatehem, what is Bilahatehem? Belachashayon. So what does that word mean? Belachashayon means, I guess, means a whisper. Yeah. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe.
Incantation.
They have two words. Abracadabra. Different nuschois. All these are magical spells. Abracadabra. 1, 2, 3, whatever. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by its toe. These are all like ancient incantations that was said by these magicians, and they had some meaning. I don't know what they mean, but they had some meaning, whatever it means. Lachash. That's the lachash. The Ein Loi Dimyon B'mikra, there's no other place in the entire Tanakh where this word appears. Belate Hoin. The Yesh Lidmois Loi Lahat HaChedev HaMisapeches. The blade. The only other place where you find the word Lahate Hoin is by the blade, the tip of a blade. The edge of the blade. The Lahat HaCheref HaMisapeches, the lahat HaCheret Dumya Shehi Misapeches Al Yidei Lachash. So this sword, it spins. How does it spin? It spins through some type of incantation. You have a sword with a blade, and it's spinning. A spinning blade. No one is going to come near it. And how does this blade magically spin? It spins via some type of lahat. All right, now let's see over here what it says over here in Pasuk Yudav in the Targum. Targum says, "Ukiro af paro lechaki mayo, u lechoroshayo, va'avadu af inun, choroshay mitzrayim belachashehoyin kein." So here we have another example where the Targum simplifies a simple language. The Targum over here is a very big chiddush. We came with Lam Shlomo to chiddush tonight. And he learns the Targum that these two words are the same. The Chartumim and the Mechashefim are one and the same. The Targum translates the Mechashefim in Pasuk Yud Aleph as U L'Choroshayo. And then when it comes to the Chartumei, V'Avdikam Inun Choroshay. So the Targum over here is teaching us that these two words mean exactly the same thing. In the Targum, they have a different meaning. In the Targum, they have a different meaning, and And the words are different, but yet the Targum is translating both of these words with the same word. Okay, so like our we always discuss this. The Targum comes to simplify a simple language. Okay, who's calling me over here? This guy is calling me over here. I gotta tell him. Okay, fine. Okay. Okay, so let's see over here what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari. What does it say in the Ma'at Sari? Okay, in the Ma'at Sari. Ulechoroshaya. What does mean ulechoroshaya? What does this word over here mean? Targum kamamila mechashef. Ulechain nira din loikain mayin bo. Hare loikorl hamparo. Vechainu avazoya vechain vershavadak. Shachartumim kumoy mechashefim ela shechalukim bechachmosa. Hamila chartumim perish shemikoroi me aramis. Necharim b'timei, shemis chaminim be'atzamay shal mesin. They become hot. They warm themselves in the bones of the dead. Uver of Sadyugoyim, sheshoylim b'kivrois. He says it means that they consult the dead. B'choyre means timei, means the dead. Ulehab b'choyre sheidunkulis huloshon amikra chacham charashim. Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay, so he asked the question, okay? Over here, he basically asked our question. He says, look at this over here. The commentator on the Targum says, you see over here that the Targum is translating these two words exactly the same. He's translating the word mechashefim the same way he translates the word chartumim. How do you know? Because where do they come from? They just disappeared, like they came out of nowhere? It must be that they're the same. Okay, then he goes on to say, what do they do? What do these people do? Either they lie down and they warm themselves in the bones of the dead. I don't know how do you get warmth from the bones of the dead. I don't know how you do that. Or you consult, you ask the dead. Then Balachash, then he goes, Lashon Balachash, Kol Mamuch, V'chein Tagim Balateon, Kosov HaRabi Abraham Mizrachi, Sh'af, Alpi Yishol Das Chazal, Balateon Hu Maise Keshofim, Balateon Hu Maise Shedim, Ein Unglus Chol Bochem, that's where the next pasuk already. I don't know what he's referring to. Let's leave that. Alright, so let's go back to the pasuk. Let's clarify over here. And we just learned the chartumim are the same as the mechashefim. Belahat ehom, which means a lahat. Lahat means some incantation. The lahat hacheref hamisapeches. The cheref hamisapeches that goes in front of Gan Eden. How does it spin? Where does it get the energy to spin? It gets the koyach to spin from a lachash. Someone whispered some type of magical incantation, and that is what caused the sword in front of the entrance to Gan Eden to spin to protect the location no one should enter. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Yudeis. Vayashlichu ishmateyu vayihyu lisaninim. So these chartumim, they threw down their staffs and they turned into sea serpents, they turned into snakes. And then the Pasuk vayivla Mate Aharoin es matoisa. The mate of Aharoin, it swallowed up their matos. Okay, what does this mean? Pasuk Yudbeis in Rashi. Even mate Aharoin is ma'acha shechozav enase mate bola es kulon. Okay, so Rashi over here is making a dig in the pasuk. The pasuk over here says that the mate that they threw out the mate, and the mate turned into a tanin. So now Aharoin, when he throws down his mate, you would think that Aaron's mate is going to swallow up the snakes. No. The snakes turned back into a mate. And then after the snakes of the chartumim turned back, reverted back into a mate, then the mate of Aaron swallowed up the matos of the chartumim. So first, the chartumim's matos turned into snakes. And then they turned back into matos. And after they turned back into matos, Aaron's matos swallowed up those matos. Okay, that is what Rashi says. How do you know that? Because the pasuk concludes, "Vayivla mate Aaron es matosam." Why are they called matosam? They were taninim. It must have been that after the matos turned into taninim, they turned back into matos. And then the mate of Aaron swallowed up those matos. What is Rashi over here? Say again, that's the Rashi. No, tell me the Targum. The Targum Pasuk Yud Beis says, Targum Pasuk Yud Beis, then we find it over here, Pasuk in the Targum. Urimoi Gvar, each one threw down Chutre, Vahavoy Lissaninin, Uvelach Chutre, the Aaron Yos Chutre Hoin. Very straightforward. And I don't see any comments here on the side. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayechazak. Okay, this is very confusing. Is it Vayechazek, Vayechazak, Kilein? You gotta always keep track of this. Vayechazek, it's very confusing. Vayechazek and Vayechazak. I never can get it straight. You have to make a simon in your mind. Is it Vayechazek, Vayechazak? Leiv paro v'lo shama aleihem, and paro did not listen to Moshe v'yaron kasher diber Hashem, like Hashem said with him. Exactly the way Hashem said, that is exactly what is happening over here. Pasuk Gimel in, let's see over here, Pasuk Gimel in Rashi, no Rashi. Targum says, V'itakaf libo de paro v'lo kabel minhoin k'mo de malel Hashem. All right, they did not pay attention. Pasuk, let's see, Pasuk Gidal, v'yem Hashem ha-Moshe, kabel, v'yem Hashem ha-Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Koveid leiv paro. Paro's heart is stubborn. Me'ein l'shalacham, he refuses to send out the people. Rashi pasuk yudalid, koveid, targumo yakir, v'lo is yakar, me'mei shudover, shem dover, k'mo ki koveid m'mcho'a dover. Ke yakir means it's heavy, he's stubborn. What does the targum say, pasuk yudalid, v'amar shem l'moshe, is yakar. Yeshgar siyakir li b'de paru tzorev l'shalacho amo, he refuses to send out the people. Commentator. Is Yakar Nusuch Yoshin Perusha Nihye Koveid, that's become Paul Ova. Chaim Perusha Benezra, Rashi Kosev Targuma Yakir Koveid, Shem Dover, Al Avalaze, Ton Hareim, Shein Mukach Shev Shulfarshu Loshin Ova. Kamoki Kiloi Chomets. He's going over here into the past and the future, which he always does, which I don't understand all this stuff. Okay, there's something very, very deep over here. Okay, there's something over here, very deep over here, which I don't know what's going on over here, but the basic over here is when Hashem said to Moshe that Koveid Leiv Paro, does that mean it's too late? His heart has already turned hard? Or does it mean Paro is going to, in the future? It seems over here there's a machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis if the word Koveid Leiv Paro means Paro's heart. It in the past, it already is hard. Or it means Paro will make his heart hard. He'll make his heart very hard. Is it the past? It's already too late. This guy, Paro, is hopeless. He's just asleep at the wheel. His heart is already hard. And you're not going to be able to penetrate him. Or it's worse than that. Paro is not yet hard. Paro is a softy. But he's a Russia. He has such a tremendous hatred for the Jews. He will make his heart hard to prevent your words and all reason and logic from penetrating to allow Klal Yisrael to go free. So is it a statement of the fact of what was? Or is it a statement that he will not allow himself to listen to your words? Okay? So Koveid leiv paro me'ein l'shalacha'om. Okay.
Listen, don't ask me. I would be the last one to know.
All right, let me see over here, Pasuk Yudalit. Targumo yakir v'lo yisyakir b'nei shudo shem dover k'mo ki koveid mimcho hadover. K'mo ki koveid mimcho hadover. That's what appears to be a machlokes. Okay, so we'll leave it with that. Because more than that, I don't know, because you get into all the grammar, which is not for me. Pasuk Tes Vav. Pasuk Tes Vav is Lech El Paro, go to Paro by Boker in the morning. He will greet you. He will stand there to greet you all on the Sfas Hayor. Hashem says, go to Paro in the morning. Behold, he will be coming out to go to the water. You, Moshe, shall stand likra, so towards him when he comes. Al Sfas Hayor, by the edge of the river. Rashi Pasuk Tezvav. Hinei Yoytzea Maimo Linukavav. Why is Paro going to the water tomorrow? He's going to the bathroom. He's going to let out the waste. Paro made believe he's a god. The Oimer, and he says, "She'enoy tsaruch linukavav. I don't need to go to the bathroom. That's my proof." So what would Paro do? Every single morning, secretly, this is what it seems to be. Every single morning, secretly, when no one was watching, he would go to the bathroom. So Moshe, I want you to go and greet him when he goes into the bathroom. Okay? Paro made believe he's a god. How does he make, look, follow me around the whole day, I never go to the bathroom. Only a god doesn't go to the bathroom. I'm a god. He was a phony, a liar, a cheat. He went to the bathroom every single... He cheated. He went to the bathroom very early in the morning when no one was watching. So Moshe, I want you to go and greet him when he goes to the bathroom. Basically, show him up. You're not a god. You're a nobody. You're just an earth... You're just a regular bus of Adam. And I'm coming to you now in the name of the real God. The moment when you are exposed as a fraud, that you're not a god, is the moment when I'm going to come and reveal, come to you in the name of the real God, to humble you. Okay, that's Chiram. That's why one of the reasons why Chiram, okay, with the brach we make Asher Yotza. Asher Yotza res hodon lechokma uverovon nikovim nikovim. There are cavities. The cavities, the fact that we go to the bathroom is the ultimate. See, this is, you know, there are many different explanations of why we make the brach Asher Yotza. We make the brach Asher Yotza. See, we don't appreciate this, but it seems that in ancient times, a sign of divinity is you don't go to the bathroom. When Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for 40 years, they ate the man. When they ate the man, they didn't go to the bathroom. There was no waste. They didn't go to the bathroom. So they didn't go to the bathroom because that's exactly the point, because we are a holy nation. Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem Elokecha. When you're a holy nation, there's no waste. There's no waste. And when there's no waste, that's why the Yosei Tilcha al Azenecha, if you have to go, and a person has to go to the base, like he says, so it says you have to have a shovel, you go out to war, a shovel, and you should make sure V'hoya Machanecha Kodosh. You keep your Machaneh holy. There is no waste product in the Machaneh of Klal Yisrael. When you have to go outside the Machaneh. So when a person goes to the base, like he say, it is basically in a revelation that we're not holy, that we're not godly people. We shouldn't make a mistake and think for a moment that we're God. We're just regular earthly, regular people. Paro, the humiliation of Paro was when he had to reveal that he's just a human being. It's a very holy moment. That's why when we take Asher Yotza, we mention Lif Galui V'Yodua Lifnei Chisei Chivoidecha. Because the moment of going to the Beis HaKisei is a moment when we can recognize the difference between us and Hashem. Hashem is infinitely sacred, and we are nothing. Just like when Paro was humiliated by Moshe, when Moshe went and caught him going to the bathroom. It's a very important Rashi, this Rashi. Okay, now let's see the Targum. The Targum Pasuk Tezvav, what does he say? The Targum says, let's see. No, there's no Targum. This is the Targum. Ezel levos Paro, bitzaf in the morning, ha nafek lemaya, v'sis atad Likadomuse, stand opposite him, Al Kaif Nahara, along the seashore, the Chutra de Isapech Lichivra, the staff that turned into a snake, Tisab Bidach, take in your hand. Okay, now. That, by the way, this is a drush. Okay, this is a drush. Who gave Paro the blessing of the Nile, the water coming up? Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu back in Parashas Vayigash, when Yaakov met Paro, Yaakov blessed Paro. And what was the blessing? So Rashi there says that the Nile, when Paro would come, the Nile would rise in honor. Let me go back and read this. So there, because I think over here, this we have the full circle. You have the full circle of here now. You're going out over here to Paro. Let's see over here. Eretz Mitzrayim Hinei.
That the candle, you are able to put it into the holes in the cracks.
Let's see. Vayavo Yosef, Vayavo Yosef es Yaakov Aviv, Vayamidil lefnei Faro, Vayivorech Yaakov es Paro. Okay, Rashi, this parash Vayigash Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Vayivorech Yaakov, Hi Sheila Shalom Kiderech. Okay, that's not over here. Where is over here? Shnei Migurai, Pasuk Yud. The last Pasuk before Shavi. Vayivarech Yaakov es Paro, Vayetze Milifnei Faro, Pasuk Yud. Kiderech Kol Haniftodim Milifnei Sodim, Nivarchim Oysam, Mirad Mishosu. Ma Bracha Berchai. What Bracha? What Bracha did Yaakov bless? Bracha Berchai. Sheyale Nilois Liraglov. The Nilois, the Nile, should rise up. Lifi she'ein eretz Mitzrayim shoyse megeshamim elo Nilois oile mashke umibirchoso shel Yaakov elechoye paro bo el Nilois. Paro will go to the Nilois. Vehu oile likrosoi. It would rise up umashke es oretz and it would water the earth. So Rashi over here says in Parashva, you guess when Yaakov Avinu went to Paro, the first Paro, okay, the Paro died by now. We're dealing over here 210 years later. So there are new Paros. It says in last week's Parashah, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Vayyanchu, and it was a new Vayyaka Melech Chodosh, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. Vayyamelamai. Okay, so we're dealing over here with a new Paro, but certainly the tradition was, Yaakov Avinu, he blessed by that when you go to the Nilois, the waters of the Nilois should rise in your honor. That was a tremendous bracha. So now I want to say a drush. Over here, Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go, Lechel Paro Baboker, Hine Yoitze Hamaima. He's going out to the water. Why is he going out to the water? He's going, now Rashi said, this is not what Rashi says. Rashi says going to water because, go to the bathroom. But we have to remember that the Paro had a bracha that when he goes to the water rises. And that is a sign of his greatness. That's a miracle. The water where did that come from? That bracha came from Yaakov Avinu. That bracha came from Yaakov Avinu. So he's going, Moshe, who's Moshe? Moshe is the Or Enochel of Yaakov Avinu. Moshe's father was Amram. Amram's father was Levi, right? Is that true? Levi was the son of Yaakov, was a grandson of another generation. I have to go through all the generations. Moshe's father was Amram. Who's Amram's father? Was it Levi? I don't even remember whose father was. And it goes back to Yaakov, and Moshe is saying, you idiot, Paro, you idiot. You think you're a god and the water is going to rise for you? Do you know where your bracha comes from? Your bracha comes from me. I represent Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the one who gave you this bracha. Who do you think who you're pretending over here? You're a god, you go out, the water rises. There's a bracha you got from the Jews. And here you're coming to ignore the reality of where your bracha comes from. You say to him, Hashem Elokei Ivrim, Shalachani Lecha Leimar, Shalaches Ami V'Yavduni Bamidbar Kine Lo Yishamata Ad Koy. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi says that the way I listen to the next pasuk to Zion, Ad Koy Ad Heino, Umidrashoy Ad Shetishma Mimeni Makas B'Choyrois. When you'll hear Makas B'Choyrois, She'eftach Luch Ba B'Choy Koyam Hashem V'Chatzes Alayla. Okay, what does the Targum say? The Targum says the same arlei Hashem Eloka dihu doei. No, no, let's go back to the previous pasuk. V'mashal Moshe is yakake the pasuk tezad the zav ezel levas paro b'tzaf in the morning. Hanafik lemaya v'sis at we did already v'sis atal lekado musay al kev nara v'chutra the isapech lechivya tisab yotcha. The same arlei Hashem Eloka dihu doei shelachani levasach lememar shelach yosami v'yifluchun kadomai b'mabara. Okay, pretty much straightforward. And what does it say in the time over here on the commentator? Nothing. The sisatad ayin, there's nothing really over here. He's not really giving any comments over here. Okay, let's do another pasuk. Koyama Hashem, so says Hashem. Bezois seida yunoki ani Hashem hine anochi miakem be'amate Hashem yadi yasama alamayim Asher bayo v'nefchul adam. So now we're starting the 10 makos. This now is the introduction to the Ershta Mako Dam. Dam, Tzardeya, Kinim, Odov, Dever, Shchin. Over here we have seven. This week's parsha. Seven makos. Seven makos. So since I'm going over here to Maki B'mat, B'mat HaShem Yadi, Yisama Alamayim, HaShem Yayor, B'nefku L'dom. Rashi. Rashi over here says, Ad Koi, we're ready. See, Rashi over here is tying this back. The first mak is going to be the dam. The first mak is going to be their god. Rashi says the Farish over here. She'ein gesham yardim b'mitzrayim v'nilus oyle mashkes aritz b'mitzrayim oyvdim l'nilus. They worship the nilus and v'chol defer helkes yirasam. So Moshe went and Hashem went and he smote their god. V'achar kach hilke oysam. So over here, you know, there are really two gods. Paro was like a god because the Nile rose before him and the water was their god. And here they're getting punished. What is it that says the Targum can do now? Amar Hashem bedot hida. With this, you will know. Arei ano Hashem, ho ano moche. I'm going to hit the chutra dividi al mayav ben hara v'yis habchun l'dmol, turn into blood. What does the commentator say? Nothing much of the yudzayin. No imam shkus the whole thing. Okay, one more pasuk until the end of the sugya. The hadagah, the fish. Asher b'yar tamus, it will die. For ash hayar b'yar will stink. The nilu mitzrayim, they will. The nilu mean. What does the word vinilu mean? I don't even know what the word nilu means. They're going to yearn. They're going to go out of their minds. Lishtos to yearn. Lishtos mayim min hayar. What does pasuk yitches say over here? Pasuk yitzayin in Rashi. V'nefchul adam lefish ein geshamim yardim b'mitzrayim vinilus olamaz deredik vinilu mitzrayim levakish refuah lemei hayar. They're going to get worn out. They're going to try to find a solution for the water. Sheyiyu ru'uyin lisha should be fitting to drink. Okay, what is over here in the Targum? Pasuk Yudches, v'nune divahanar, the fish. The word nune is the fish. Divnara, yimusun, v'yisrei nahara, and the water will be, Pasuk Yudches over here says, v'vosh. Okay, what is v'vosh? It'll become putrid. Putrid, become disgusting. The nara, the yiloin, they're going to get worn out. Mitzrayim lemishtei maya min nahar, from the river. Pasuk Yuches in the Targum says the nune means the fish. The Targum v'hadaga loshon rabim. Okay, I'm going rab. Whenever he does this, I go, I can't deal with this. The rab and the yachid, the Rashi daga loshon daga yimusun. Okay, he does nachamol the yisrei. Oh, the yisrei means boash. Boash means disgusting. Lashon Sirchon, Lashon Akasov, Vesar Tatam, Hakosor. That's it. He's not really saying very much over here. All right. I'm Laser, thank you so much for coming along with me. We learned over here some nice psukim, some ideas.
Thank you, bro.
Have a good night. All the best to both of you. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much. Good night. Saigazum.
The second one says, ain't the first one says that there's a better one.